First of all, talk about the chequered trade. Cambridge, you've been drawn at home against them. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, please, obviously, after last night's defeat, you know, we know we wanted a home tie, so worst case scenario, where if we were going to lose, it was only going to be an odd goal so we could get a home tie. So we knew we were going to be at home, and Cambridge, once we get to it, we'll, you know, look at that. It's, people ask about the tournament, and there is a lot of apathy at the moment to it because of, you know, lack of crowds, etc. But the end result's the same. There's a trip to Wembley at stake, and, you know, every player wants to play there, so we'll take it as serious as we've taken the other three games. You know, we played well against Bury and won, same with Stoke. Played okay last night against Morecambe, didn't win, but once the Cambridge game comes round, we'll be fully focused on wanting to win the game.
Speaking to Nicky about it, obviously he won the Challenge Cup, the Scottish equivalent in Scotland last season. They've revamped the competition up there with teams from Northern Ireland and Wales coming into it. Would you like to see something similar? Maybe English teams coming into it as well?
I've not really given it a thought, if I'm honest. I think they're talking about, you know, they don't see it as if the under-23s has worked down here in this one, you know. So I'm sure they'll have a re-look at it. Listen, they try something. I'm not going to criticise them because, you know, the competition needed some changes, and they've tried changes. At the moment, it doesn't look as though it's been successful, but it's easy to criticise from afar and pick holes and things, but you've got to try to come up with some solution, and if you don't, you rip it up and look at something else, which I think, you know, that will happen. They'll reassess it and see where things didn't work and hopefully come up with new ideas. But you know, you get on with it. If you're in the tournament, you get on with it and you do your best you can when you're in it.
In Rochdale on Saturday, you'll be hoping the two defeats in last week won't spill onto the league form?
No, that's right. We'd rather look back. I mean, we don't like looking back, but we look back on the last home league game, which was a great credit to this division. Fantastic atmosphere, which I think Rochdale obviously are just coming over the Pennines and they're going well themselves, so bring decent support, which is not as many as Sheffield United did. But you know, if we can put in a performance like we did in the last home league game, and obviously the last league game when we went down Wimbledon 1-3-2, we'll be more than happy. But no, the players are in a good place mentally and physically, and you know, they're all looking forward to the game. We know it'll be a tough encounter. Any time the Keith Hills, you know, they're going to be organised, determined and up and at you, really. And they're only 5 points behind us. They're in seventh place. They've won at Charlton, they've won at Millwall. So they've got a good squad, and it'll be a really tough challenge, but one that we're ready to meet.
And how's your squad shaping up for Saturday?
Yeah, all good. You know, there's only tournament man. Unfortunately, I had a little minor setback again. He keeps having these little setbacks, nothing major, but he keeps putting him out for week after week. So, but no, we're all good.